The next coach on the teleconference is Penn State's Guy Gadowski. Penn State is the number 4 seed in the conference tournament and will take on number 5 Ohio State on Thursday at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Coach, if you could please go ahead and make an opening statement, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Sure. You know what? At this time of year, I think everybody's just excited for the second season, and really it doesn't matter what you've done in the past. It matters how well you prepare for the game at hand, and that's really all our focus is right now.
Thanks, Coach. At this time, we'll go ahead and take questions.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Jason Gonzalez, Minneapolis Star Tribune.
Hey, Guy, thanks for taking the time. Obviously, last weekend was tough for you guys, but going through something like that late in the season, how can that be any sort of something to build off of or good adversity for the guys heading into a tournament?
Well, I think it can help in the fact that we identified, you know, more than a couple areas that we do have to get better at. And our goal is to try and improve every week, regardless if it's the first weekend of the series, of the season or the 28th, whatever it is, we try to improve. And the information that we received last weekend certainly gives us something to think about and something to improve on. And I don't think that's a bad thing.
At the same time, how do you make sure the guys don't get wrapped up in any sort of lack of success over the last few weeks? You guys have had a really good season, and you were in the race to win the title. Is that a concern to make sure that they don't get too down on themselves?
You know what? I don't think so. If you look at, obviously, we played a tremendous team who had a lot of success in Mariucci. I think, if I'm not mistaken, there's only been one Big Ten team to pull out a win out of there in the last 2 years. So I don't – it's not like we feel that we abandoned our game. We certainly didn't play our best, but at the same time, we know we faced a tremendous opponent who, in a great atmosphere for them that had to win, and they played great. And sometimes, actually more than sometimes in this league, that's going to happen. So I don't think our guys feel down at all. I think they know, they feel very proud of all the strides that they've made. And just like I said at the start, they're looking forward to this second season.
One more follow-up. You obviously, congratulations on the Coach of the Year honors. What's that mean to you and your coaching staff, being such a young program as well?
Well, it's certainly, and it's always a reflection of what players I think overachieve or exceed expectations. That certainly happened here, but I think it's also a reflection of just the program. Everything from, you know, the marketing department to how the fans, the atmosphere in the building to how much they've taken to college hockey here. So really this is a total program award, and really the coaching staff, we're just very, very happy and proud to be a part of it.
Thanks, Seth.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Dan Kelly, Big Ten Network.
Hey, Guy, it's great to talk to you as always. Just, you know, slipping back to that Minnesota series, is there one aspect that you can kind of, or aspect or two that you can kind of put your hand around and say that was a big issue that needs to improve?
Well, certainly the way it ended up, Dan, is, you know, sometimes you get a little tight in certain situations, and I think we did. We allowed our lack of discipline to come to the forefront, and something I thought that we worked hard on all year, and maybe it's a good reminder that, you know, it's something that you can never forget. You can never just relax and say, okay, now we're a disciplined team. I think that's obviously something that we would like to do much better at, and that was a good reminder.
And once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about the depth of your team. I think it was kind of reflected yesterday when the All Big Ten teams came out and you had, you know, such a high number of players who were included, you know, not only on the first team, but also so many guys who were gaining votes and listed in the honorable mention. Can you just talk about, you know, what kind of collective group you've got playing for you this season?
Yeah, I think it's a really big factor for the success that we've had. Obviously, you have guys like Casey Bailey and Taylor Holstrom and David Goodwin that really have found a lot of synergy and aligned themselves. But I think the success of our team, it seems like every night there's that line certainly has been able to chip in a pretty consistent fashion, but there's always something different coming up. And I appreciate you saying that, because I think there's so many of the players that have had a very, very good year, and we, you know, seem to spread things around, and we've had a lot of success in different areas, not only in our four lines, but all defensive pairs and guys coming in and out. We've had huge contributions from really every single player on our team all year, and it's been a big part of our success. So I'm glad, I appreciate you bringing that up.
Your next question comes from the line of Frank Mazzocco, Gopher Radio Network.
Guy, again, thanks for your time. Can you talk a little bit about your four-game series against Ohio State, what those games were like?
Yeah, they were different. I'll start, I guess, from the start here at Penn State. When we played them, we were down, I believe, 4-0 at one point, and came back not to only lose in overtime. And then the next night we were able to have success. But those two games were very much different from what we experienced at Ohio State. And when I talked about, you know, we had a reminder about how to play discipline. I mean, I give Ohio State and Coach Rolick a ton of credit, because the way they played us down there, I think we had two power plays the entire weekend. And for them, they've always, you know, they play with such speed that it's difficult. Like they force you to, at times, they force you to take penalties. It's not just a matter of discipline. It's a matter of positioning. And they have guys that can just skate so well that if you don't anticipate well, if you're out of position, you often catch yourself coming from behind, and that's a dangerous thing to have happen. And in terms of taking penalties, and really that's one of the factors that I think they did much better than we did when we played the series at Ohio State.
Your next question comes from the line of Andy Baggett, Wisconsin State Journal.
Thanks for the time, Guy. Say, I know coaches don't want to look too far ahead at this point in time, but to what degree are you resigned to the possibility that Casey Bailey's play is going to be at the next level a year from now?
No idea. We have him Thursday. That's all we care about.
Thanks.
Your next question comes from the line of Dan Kelly, Big Ten Network.
Coach, forgive me, I'm assuming that Taylor Holstrom is healthy again, and if he is, I guess this is usually his time of the year. What makes him, you know, just be a big game player?
Yeah, actually the determination hasn't been made, so that's I'm being truthful. We really don't know yet if he's going to go or not. More decisions will be made. We'll know more tomorrow. So I honestly can't tell you if he's playing or not. But you are right, Dan, that, you know, you've seen him perform. It just seems the kind of guy he is. Just the bigger the game, the better he does. And it's been like that ever since I've known him, every single year. I mean, he's just that kind of guy. And I can't explain why he's like that. But he is like that. And he seems to prove it over and over. I don't know what it is. He's a very stubborn person that seems to just prove his point over and over when it matters most. So if that gives you anything, that's probably the best I can explain it.
Thank you.
And once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of David Malinard, NHR on the Ice.
Coach, can you talk about what does it mean to be named Big Ten Coach of the Year?
It's a, like I said before, it's a reflection of our total program. I mean, I'm very proud of, obviously, the players who seem to exceed people's expectation. That's obviously a big part of it. But I think with this case, because we started basically from scratch, it's really a reflection of the administration, everybody that works at the rink, everybody that built the rink. Certainly a big part of it is our marketing department, who has managed just to create such an unbelievable atmosphere in Pagoule Ice Arena and sell tickets. I mean, the student section sold out in 3 minutes. I think all those things are a reflection of this, and it's definitely a 100% a program award.
Thank you.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll look forward to seeing you in Detroit.
Hey, thank you.